Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Curator Read Room, and thank you for coming. Habari Ghani to my new friends, and I'd like to say what's up to my old friends. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening is Friday, you know, and this is our Kick It Up Day. We are bringing on an expert to talk about being a contractor, someone that's in the tech field. We actually decided to bring on a technician that was a geek. Someone that can tell us a little bit about, if you start your own business, what are the necessities that you need to be a contractor? And he goes by the name of Computer Love. Looking for my computer love, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we found it. And we're going to be asking him some tech questions. So the house is now open for tech questions. And he goes by the name of Computer Love. He's a technician, and he has worked in the area of a geek as well. And we're going to say hello to him and bring him on and give you a little insight as to what questions you would ask if you wanted to start your business out in the tech field. So hold tight. Let me give him that brand introduction that we oftentimes give our guests here in the Curator Read Room. And we want him to feel welcome, and we want to get up front and close and personal with him. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking for our computer love. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. And I will be introducing Computer Love. He is here to discuss with us how to become a contractor and a geek. Let me bring him on, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little introduction, Computer Love. And that's how we do it here in this room. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be opening up the airways. Our chat room is going to be open, so you can come in and talk. Hello?
Yes,
is this
hello?
The one and only Computer Love?
Yes, it is.
Computer Love. Thank you so much for joining us. And I guess your alias, William Garth, who goes by Computer Love?
Yes.
I presume. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So we have a ton of questions to ask you. First of all, let me give a little background about who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a young graduate who just graduated from the computer engineering profession, who has worked in the profession as a technician for many years, as well as a part-time geek. So because we're talking about startup businesses, I brought him on to talk to us about how do you become a contractor? What are the necessary things you need to do in order to become a contractor? And we also want him to talk to us about how do you make your name in the computer profession and what are some of the things you have to do in order to get clients. So we're going to ask you to come on board and give us a little background about yourself and where you're from. If I'm not mistaken, you're originally from Elgin, Illinois, by way of Gary, Indiana, and a graduate from St. Joseph Calumet. Now tell us a little bit about your experience in going through school and what it was like.
It was a challenge because everything changes on a rapidly basis in that field.
I see. Okay. Now, I understand that you at one time worked as a geek. What was that like, and did you have to sign your own contract, or did people find the contract for you?
Well, it depended on what was being done. You know, there's different types of contracts.
Give us some ideas
on if you're a contractor.
So what would I do if I was under a contract? Would I be able to pick up other contracts as well?
It depends. Depends on what your contract says.
Okay. We're talking about startup businesses. Do you think it would be wise for a young man right out of college to go right into business for themselves?
Well, not really. Not in this economy.
Not really. So what would they need to do first?
They would need to concentrate on working on their building up their resume and getting all the experience they can get while it's relevant.
And getting their resume together. Give us an example of what they would need in order to put their resume together, about 2 years of work, or how long would they have to work for somebody before they decide to start a business?
They would have to probably be in there for at least most likely 2 years, year and a half to three.
Okay. Now, what kind of work have you worked on independently? What type of assignments have you had?
I've done just about everything, you know, in the field of, you know, information systems and business. And it's all changes very rapidly.
I see. Now, tell me a little bit about the types of things you learned in school that prepared you for this type of job.
I'm mostly working in the programming classes and data entry. There's a lot of that, especially the online classes.
Online classes. What were some of the challenging type of jobs that you had to do as a technician working independent?
The jobs that were like traveling very far, and the jobs that were scheduled close to each other.
And what about teamwork? Are you responsible for doing the work yourself, or do you usually go out with a team? Give me some examples of what your teamwork would be like.
Well, we normally go out as a team.
Which do you prefer, teamwork or individual work?
Well, with teamwork, you can put people in their specialty, opposed to having one person do everything.
Now, how did you gain the name of Computer Love? Where did that name come from, and was that a name that someone gave you, or did you adopt it yourself?
That's the name that I came up with.
It's the name you came up with. And why did you choose that particular name?
Well, it's the first thing that came to my mind.
When was the first time you laid your eyes on a computer and decided that it was something you wanted to do for your profession?
I would have to have been back in, I was about 3 years, probably like 5 years old.
And what was your first job of working with computers? What did you first work on?
I was working with field service technician with warranties on all kinds of different of manufacturers.
And what was that like?
Well, it was a lot of traveling. It was a lot of traffic.
What kind of skills would one have to have in order to do this work?
Have to be fast on their feet.
Okay. What about their experience? Should they be very good with their doing their fine motor skills?
Yeah. Of course.
Well, we're going to take a station identification computer, love, and we'll meet you right back in the atmosphere. So don't go anywhere, people. And we got more questions for computer, love. Stay tuned.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are open, and we're going to have our chat rooms open for those of you who would like to call in. That number is 646-478-0270. We have Computer Love in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking TED Talk. What's it like to be an independent contractor, and how do you develop yourself if you're going out in the field to work for yourself? And should you work up under somebody's wing before you start out working independent? Our chat rooms will be open. If you would like to come out and frequent our chat rooms, we invite you to do so. You can call in with your questions, and you can also chat with Computer Love. We have him here in the flesh. Now, I will tell you this much. It's very hard to get a hold of this gentleman. He's usually busy and so busy that people are looking for him. So here's the time you could call in and get those questions asked if you would like to talk to him personally. And we're going to ask him some more questions about his profession as an engineer. We know that the United States has a shortage of engineers, and China is greatly producing engineers more frequently than the United States. And what are some of the benefits of being an engineer? Do you have the ability to define a problem and use your engineering skills to decipher that problem? And we're going to talk about, for people that want to work independently and do a startup business, would these skills in engineering be assistive to you? Would they help you to develop your own skills for developing your own technician services? Now, we're going to go back to the phone lines and Computer Love, if he's still out here. I think we may have lost him. We're going to try to get him back on the line here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, just hold tight. We'll get him back on the line. Just hold tight.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Surely we had tried, but we all live right there in Africa. said and done. To be one's our revolution. We never stand alone, cause unity's our resolution.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've been talking to Computer Love. We've been talking Tech Talk, ladies and gentlemen. What's it like to be an engineer? And the types of things that you normally would run into if you were working independently as a contractor. You've given us a little background about himself. He's right here locally in the area and does work temporarily for various different students to help them get their computers set up. Now, one of the things we wanted to bring to your attention, ladies and gentlemen, once you learn how to do technician work, you can use that skill as an independent contractor. And we're talking about how do you start your business yourself. If you want to work for yourself, you need to have a skill. You need to have some type of talent that you can market or some type of talent that you can outsource. Now, there is a very big need for engineers all over the country, specifically in the United States. There's a shortage. And those techs are finding those IT jobs now in other parts of the country. But there are going to be a large number of openings in the United States because a large amount of our graduates are going abroad to take jobs. And we certainly want to make sure that we explain to the listening audience that the skills that you gain as an engineering will allow you to do problem solving. It'll allow you to create a solution to a problem, and it will allow you to work as a contractor where you could do a 1099. Now, we're talking to young people who have worked for themselves. The gentleman I just interviewed, Computer Love, has worked as an independent contractor early on in his career while in school working on obtaining the degree. And we found that once you get these skills, you can contract yourself out. And I want you to know it's better to be a contractor than to be a W-2 waiting for someone to hire you. If you're a contractor, you can go out and solicit for yourself, and you can obtain your own contracts and position. But we want you to know that computers is just one aspect of engineer, but there's biomedicine, and there's a number of different areas that you can go into for doing your specialty of engineering. But let's get back to that song, Computer Love. Stay tuned. We're going to enjoy that song for a minute.
Thank you.
For a session to give his opinion on what it's like to be a computer tech. And ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to come into the chat room and form your questions. The lines are open at 646-478-0270. And we're on the air and we're live here in my studio right here in Maryville, Indiana. You've been talking to Computer Love. He's a technician, young gentleman, only 24 years old, doing tech work, now working as a full-time, full-blown technician. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about startup businesses and what's necessary and what kind of skills you need in order to start your own business. And one of them is you need to have some talents. You need to have some type of skills, apprenticeship skills, if you don't have a degree behind you. You can be taught and trained how to do technician work. And it's very important that you put these things into perspective. If you're going to work independently for yourself, and specifically to the young people now, you need to go and work under a mentor and get some skills. Just as Computer Love told you, he had a love for computers as early as when he was a toddler. He had those kind of skills, and he continued to work towards mentoring himself by working alongside of those other scholars. Not somebody who wasn't seasoned, but somebody who had skills so he can gain those skills. And then by the time he got into an organized training program, he already had the foundation for most of those skills. If you want to work under an analyst and ask the analyst to take you on as an apprentice, you can do the same thing that Computer Love did, because that's exactly what he did. He became a technician who was one of the best, who functioned throughout Europe, and he worked alongside of him and learned the skills, and he learned to be an assistant. Now, what I want you to know most of all, that we can work for ourselves, but we have to have the best talent and the best skills and best people working for us. Because remember now, you become an institution and a corporation, and you've got to go out and outsource your skills. And when you outsource your skills, you got to make sure you're the best at what you're doing, because you have to market yourself. And if your work doesn't hold up, and if there are flaws in your work, and you don't complete your work, and you create a bad name for yourself, then you're really are doing yourself a disservice, because you are shutting your business down before you get started. You have to understand one thing. For those skills you don't have, you can always outsource them, and that I mean by hiring other experts to work with you. until you develop a skill. Now, the youth, I've been talking to you for a while, and this segment has been dedicated to those young youth who are between the age of 18 and 25. I want you to know that there's a few people who believe in you, and I'm one of them. Only gets behind young people and push them and encourage them in the area of expertise that they desire. And that's why I wanted Computer Love to come on, because Computer Love is my son. And Computer Love has demonstrated throughout elementary school and high school that he wanted to be something. He stayed on the honor roll from elementary school all the way to graduation and then high honor rolls. So who you've been talking to is a bit of a scholar. Now, can you develop young people into scholars? Yes, you can. What if you say, I'm ghetto, though? Yes, you can be a ghetto intellect if you choose to be. But there are some geeks out there who want to become scholars. And just because people say it's not cool to be smart, don't listen to them. It's great to be on the honor roll, and it is cool to be smart, and be on the president's list if you can, and be available to do your homework, because that's what it takes, a commitment and following through to do your homework every day. Even when you don't have homework, create some. Do some research. Because, see, I want to make computer technicians out of all of you young people who would like to be in the profession. My goal and my objective is to push young people to go to pre-college programs where they can learn this skill firsthand, and then they can grasp the necessary tools and skills they need for the foundation by the time they enroll in college. Now, everybody can't be an A and B student. Everybody can't be an honor student. I know that. But you can perfect your skills by allowing yourself to be mentored by somebody else that has the necessary skills, somebody who sees it. But you understand one thing. Don't go around saying that nobody won't let me advance myself, nobody won't give me a job. Remember I said you've got to become an institution yourself. You've got to find those things that you want to do and the skills that you want to perfect, and you got to work very hard at perfecting them. Your mother can't do it for you. Your mother can't carry the classes. She can't go to college for you. She can only encourage you to be the very best that you can be. So those of you who come to the chat room, I want you to know that getting on the internet and having fun is one thing, but you have to be studious and spend time and hours in doing your math and science, because the STEMS program, science, technology, engineering, and math, is a program you definitely want to aspire to be a part of. It will help you to develop your skills for the future. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that this hour has been dedicated to the youth in the community who are looking to develop their skills and to make something of themselves. I want to say to you, go ahead on, youth, because there's some people behind you that want to see you make it. And you can make it. And believe in yourself, you can make it, and you will make it. Now, stay tuned. We will see you again on Saturday.
Now, I know there's many questions running through your mind. You wonder, have you found your love this time? Have you found the one who cares? You will all be right there. Now, don't you dare in your mind. Not for love, not to be alone. I won't say anything. And when I look in your eyes, I love you. That's how I feel. I'm going to tell you. You stay alive, you take a chance. If in love there's no guarantee, but the sweetest satisfaction comes from sharing your life. I'm
ladies and gentlemen, and you've heard it from Computer Law this evening, and we're going to be signing out of here and saying stay tuned and come and visit us again on Saturday, and we'll continue with our topic on working for yourselves as an entrepreneur. And if you're one of those young people that like to get involved to find out who are we supporting online for online bids, we're working with Bids That Give. And if you are interested in finding out more about Bids That Give, please join us on Saturday, and we'll be talking about Bids That Give and how you can get involved in signing up for Bids That Give. Once again, we'd like to thank our guest, Computer Love, alias William Garth, for visiting us and stopping through here this evening. It was a pleasure to talk to a young youth who is striving to make something of himself and to advance himself in the technology field. And that is a field that we should be going into, young men and women, if we are going to be assured of a position as an independent contractor. And as you know, we've been talking about junior achievers, and most of those young people are working hard to develop their own business plan so they can work for themselves. So why don't you get a business plan and come on in this room and ask for help, and maybe somebody here can help you get started with working with startups. And there's a course that we're going to also recommend that you take free of charge on a startup business so you can learn all that you can about startup businesses. And we want you to come in tomorrow on Saturday, and we should be back here tomorrow on Saturday at our regular time at 3:30. We moved the date out, time out a little bit today, but we'll be back on tomorrow at 3:30. So we'd like for you to come and join us and be a part of our discussion tomorrow. And we'd like to say to you and yours, bring your mom in so she can talk with us as well. Stay tuned.
Well, mother is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
I'm Thank you.